In the book of Ephesians, we're reminded, in the very first three chapters, we're reminded of who we are. Paul talks about that we belong to Christ, so we take on that nature of Christ. Our identity is through Christ. And so, if our identity is through Christ, and for some reason that's not working in our personal lives, then it might not be so effective. The truth is, our behavior flows out of our identity, who we are. In the book of Ephesians, the first three chapters, we're reminded about whose we are. We're reminded about in Christ you are forgiven and redeemed. In Christ you are chosen and called. And in Christ this is who you are. And then we turn the page. We push this button. And there's kind of a switch here in chapter 4. He shifts from who you are to how you should live. It's identity and then it's behavior. He emphasizes on behavior. Paul talks all about this in this chapter about how we should live. Here in this particular chapter, we find that the focus is on the words that we speak. How do we speak to one another? And how do we identify someone? And I'm telling you, there's a lot of ways we could identify someone. So as I was preparing for this sermon this week, I was just Googling around because, you know, we're all some form of little computer nerds and we play a lot on our phones. And so I just kind of Googled a way to identify somebody. And my search came up with the way they dress. And it even went as far as to say, is you are what you wear. And I didn't agree with that to the fullest, just to let you guys know. And if someone in their older age is dressing like they're back in high school, chances are they're still dealing with things in the past. To some degree, we do identify people on the way they dress. But if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty and identify somebody and know who they really are, take a moment. Listen to the way they talk. That, my friend, tells a lot about their identity, who they are. And if we take an accent, right? That tells a lot about a person. It could maybe an accent could tell you what part of the world they're from, maybe from this state, what kind of culture they came from. But an accent tells a lot about their identity, who they are. And now, I'm going to paint this bigger picture for you guys, because here's the real big picture. If you really want to identify someone, not only the way they talk, but the way they talk to other people. When we listen to the way they talk to other people, it speaks a lot of volume. It tells us who they are. It tells us if their identity is in Christ. I mean, just imagine the way we speak to others tells a whole lot. I mean, look at our moms. If we speak to our mom with honor and respect and love and compassion, majority of us men are going to speak to our wives and our in our relationships with love and respect and compassion to our fellow mate, right? And if you even take somebody at the retail store, because they probably get the worst out of everybody, right? If you speak to them with love and compassion and respect them, it tells a lot about who you are. Versus if you're trying to push through that line, cut off the person that's in front of you. And we all been through that, so we all seen it. We all go grocery shopping. It's an ugly world out there, the truth, right? But that, my friends, speaks who you are. And then there's relationships, right? There's plenty of studies that go about relationships, and a lot of studies show if a relationship is going to make it or it's going to fail. And that, my friends, speaks a lot of volume because it shows the way we speak to one another. And no matter what the circumstance is in that relationship, there's plenty of studies that show that it all comes down to their tone of their voice. And here's a real fact. You could tell a lot about a person, the way they talk to each other, and the way their tone of the voice is. And I want you guys to just think about Scripture just a little bit, okay? Forget about the Old Testament, because the Old Testament's rowdy sometimes, and then, you know, but let's move and take a step forward and push to the New Testament, where Jesus is here on earth. How did Jesus speak? I mean, we read Scripture, and I don't know if none of us got some kind of degree in interpreting Scripture, but we can see through the Bible and we flip those pages how love, kinding, how respectful, how honest Jesus is. That's his identity. And we are an example of him. As I was going through school, I was talking to this young lady, and she told me, Jose, you want to know how I got to church? And I said, yeah, I'd love to hear that. I always love to hear a good testimony, don't you guys? And she said, I was working at AT&T, and I used to hear this man talk to his wife on the phone every morning at 8:30 in the morning. And he would talk to her like as she was right in front of him and talk to her with respect, honor, honesty. And she wanted to know more why this man was so humbled and respected his wife so much. So she asked him one day, and he says, I serve the Lord. My identity is in Christ. Because that's who he was. His reflection of who he was brought that lady to get to know Christ. And the funny thing is that when I met her, she was becoming to be a pastor. Our words, our actions speak volume. It's who we are. And people are listening. People are watching. Our words as followers of Jesus Christ. Do you hear that? As followers of Jesus Christ, are the words that identify who we are, as well as our tone. And I get it, we're all different in one form or fashion, right? But we all have one thing in common. And the common truth of this is that our identity is in Christ and we are in Christ. In Ephesians 4:25, Paul talks about, because you are in Christ. A little before that, he says, your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put the new self, created to be like God, in the true righteousness and holiness. Here we hear that we're to take off our old self, push the button, and put on our new self. Because that's who we are. We took the identity of Christ, right? And so Ephesians 4:25 says, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. I'm going to highlight two words in there. Falsehood, one body. And the word falsehood here in this particular passage, it's a form of dishonesty. It's a form of the words we speak. And we might not see this, but our job here on earth, to put God first and foremost, bring others to Christ. And if we're not living that life, something's got to change. And I get to see the church in a different perspective from a lot of you guys do, because the role that I play in the church. And the truth is, and some of you guys might read this and see this, but right now, the church is hurting. And I'm not talking about New Life Community Church. I'm talking about the church in general and whole, because we are all one body. And that's because we allowed the church to be hurt. And that's the truth. Our words speak volume. Sometimes we lie, we tell lies to one another. Isn't that a form of gossip? Doesn't that divide the church? Maybe we manipulate others with our words. And we all know manipulation, it's a very emotional thing. That could cause someone to go astray. And think about ourselves. How many times has it been hard to say, hey, I'm wrong? And the truth is that we're always trying to justify that, right? It was never, I'm wrong with a period. It was because I was wrong with a comma. Or maybe we speak about our personal beliefs. And you hear the word personal, not of God. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, because Pastor John's been trying to preach this in a loving way, so I'm just going to come out blunt and say it. The church is hurting because of our political stance sometimes, People don't want to draw closer. The church is hurting because of this whole COVID situation. It's dividing the church. And our love is our identity in Christ. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Would Christ love somebody that's vaccinated or not vaccinated? Yes, he would. And sometimes, maybe, we need to just be quiet. Satan is real. And he's here to divide and conquer us, steal and destroy. He is dividing us amongst, like you guys would not believe. And Satan uses these words, puts them in our heads. Sometimes we just blurt them out because we just do. But we don't see the evil plan that Satan has. And that, my friends, is not of God. We are all members of one body. No matter where you sit on the political stance, no matter where you say, mask, no mask, being vaccinated or not vaccinated, we are all one member of one body. And that body belongs to Jesus Christ because he is the head of the church. And there's a problem here. When we're dishonest with each other, when we say things that we shouldn't probably be saying, it impacts the relationship that we have with one another. Not only does it impact the church, it impacts the relationship which you have with your fellow brother and sister, but it impacts the whole entire community. And maybe some of us grew up in a home where we couldn't trust someone. There was just that one person that we couldn't trust. And that's just like a little bit of poison, right? And you get just a little bit of smaller poison, but somehow it affects the whole body. It just like cancer just goes right through there and rips right apart. Our identity is in Christ. Dishonesty. And this is the way it works. Without trust, without light, without living as Paul writes in Scripture, there is no foundation to build on. And so Paul encourages and tells us, it's a command, tells us that we're all members of one body, so speak truth to each other. And if we scroll up to verse 15, Paul says this. There's more to the scripture, but this is what I want you to hear out of that scripture. Speak the truth in love. This is one way. Our words of followers of Christ should identify us. Not that we are people who speak the truth, but we are people who speak the truth in love. And we're not speaking the truth because we think we're correct or we're right. But my friends, we're speaking the truth because it's out of concern, it's out of compassion, it's out of love. Maybe that button that we need to push, the shift that has to take place, when it comes to our words is maybe we need to change our complete focus from being correct to being compassionate. Do you hear that? From being correct to being compassionate. And I ask myself all the time too, and maybe some of us need to ask ourselves, because we all know the church is hurting, the church is being divided. So are we speaking the truth in love or out of concern? And we don't want to ever speak the truth out of pride, out of arrogance, out of self-righteousness, out of resentment, or out of bitterness. And if you can't speak the truth out of a genuine concern or compassion for that person, maybe we don't need to talk. Because our job here is to draw others closer to Christ. That's our identity, who we are. And I get it. Speaking the truth is hard. Because sometimes it doesn't feel like it's so loving. It's hard. And there's people that sometimes said, I always speak the truth, and it comes really easy to me. Chances are, my friends, that you're probably doing it wrong. Because speaking the truth should be hard. Because you should know that you're doing it with the right spirit. There should be a conviction. There should be some movement. Not just because we have mouths, do we open them. And I want you guys just to imagine just for a moment. There's an accident. The doctors come through, do major, a lot of surgeries. But they forget to tell you one important thing. They send you home, all medicated, but they forget to tell you that you also had something broken in your back. Because they were terrified and said, man, this young person or person, I went through so much already, we don't want to tell them about the broken piece in their back. So they send them home. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, that's not very loving, right? Because it's not. Because sometimes the truth is hard to tell somebody. And I think sometimes people want the church to operate this way too, as well too. They don't want to say anything that might upset anyone. We don't want to say something that might make them feel uncomfortable. So let's just greet them and tell them, I'm glad that you're here. You're always welcome here. But let's not tell them about that broken piece in their back. And I would argue this because most time when people come to church, they come because they need help. They know something is wrong. Something isn't working. They're here for a reason. But oftentimes, that is what loving is, speaking the truth in love. And we're maybe afraid that maybe they won't respond well at the moment. See, and here's a real story. I used to be a heavy drinker. And I met a pastor. And I could tell this pastor wanted to tell me, but just didn't know how. He would tell me, Jose, I want to talk to you. I just don't know how. And I'm the kind of person that always said, just come out blunt with it. Tell me, right? But he was scared to hurt my feelings. But he knew I had a drinking problem. And it was affecting my work, my relationship. It was affecting everything that I did in life, my kids. But he didn't want to make me mad. He felt like maybe I'd have some resentment for him. But I'm glad that he took the time in a loving and compassionate, honest way to tell me, because that changed my life. The moment he told me, I never drank another drink ever again. And now I could honestly look back, and I'm thankful for him, because I'd known it was done out of love. And that hard conversation that he had kept me from going in the wrong path. And some of us might need a friend like this. And I'm sure we could all look back at certain points of our lives where we could really use this. And maybe nobody did anything, nobody said anything. And maybe just things spiraled and spiraled and they just got worse. And maybe you look back on it. And maybe you blame some friends. Maybe you blame some family. And you're like, man, why did they say anything? Because most of the time they probably felt that they couldn't. They didn't know how you would respond. But they should have still said something. Or maybe they just thought that you were just going to completely write them off their life. Here's a question that we have to ask ourselves sometimes. When's the last time someone said some truth to me about my life that was hard for me to hear? Just think about that. When's the last time someone sat you down and said, this is hard for me to talk to you about, but this is a real concern that I have? And it's probably been a while. And if it's been a while, it's probably because you probably think that you have this whole thing figured out. We probably think that there's everything in our life that we don't need no attention to. And I know from my life, I sit here as a pastor, my life's a mess. And that just reminds me that I need God more every day than anything else. Or maybe you surround yourself with people who are not speaking the truth to you in love. Because maybe they're not really your friends. Or maybe you made them feel like that's not okay. Because speaking the truth in love is hard, and it doesn't come easy. the spirit of humility, the spirit of love, the spirit of compassion, the spirit of concern. It's what should drive us to live that identity in Christ. And we're reminded that tone through Jesus Christ is very important, how we speak the truth. We want to be able to say things with compassion. And we need to ask ourselves, are we building a wall or are we building a bridge to the truth? In Ephesians 4:26-27, it says, If you're angry, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Now we shift from the words we speak to anger. And these things go together. The words we speak and the anger we feel most often become a problem. And the button we need to push here from being impulsive to be from impulsive reacting is to intentional responding. And we could get a lot of trouble with our words. It could cause us to sin. And that sin comes from impulsive reacting. And maybe you didn't plan on saying those words that hurt somebody, but they came out. And I believe most of us would probably say that it was impulsive. It was just at the moment. We didn't plan it. It was nothing, you know, it just came out. But there is more weight in those words that we speak in anger than we realize. And I get it, we speak a lot of careless words. That affect our identity in Christ. Our words have a lot of power. And if we want to draw people to Christ, maybe we need to really think of our words before we say them. In the book of Proverbs, we read a little scripture that the words have power of life and death. And that is very true, just like the lady that heard the husband talk to his wife with honor and respect, compassion, brought her to the Lord. And that's the difference between going to hell and eternal life. Our identity is in Christ. Just let that sink in. And if we ain't doing it right, something has to change. A button has to be pushed in our spiritual walk. Look, we all have a duty here on earth, and that's to bring others to Christ. So we could learn to push the button and follow the way the scriptures has taught us to love. We could use our words and our power more effectively and not get caught up in all the nonsense that goes on in this world, because our identity is of Christ and we belong to Christ. But we first must allow the Spirit to move us and remind us the way we speak to others. It's the matter of others coming to know our Lord and Savior. So today I leave you with these positive words. Be gentle. Be kind. Be loving. You never know who's watching or listening. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I do thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to preach your message, Lord. Lord, I ask you this morning, Lord, to humble us, Lord. To decrease us, Lord, as people, so that you may increase, Father. We know that the vision is true, Lord. We also know that the devil is a liar. And we know that you put us here and created us, Lord, to be like you, to be an image of you, to be something greater than ourselves, but to follow in your footsteps, Father, as followers of Christ, Lord. We pray, Lord, that humility comes with us, Father. And just like you were an example here on earth, Lord, and taught us posture, taught us tone, taught us movement, taught us how to love one another, because we are one body. We are the church. We pray with and all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen.